Hello and welcome to The Inside Dish on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, where we explore the culinary arts in and around the greater Lehigh Valley. I'm Mike Drabenstadt, your host for our gastronomic tour of our region's amazing food scene. I'm here today with Barry Doble, who's owner of Josh Early Candies, with locations just west of Allentown and also in Bethlehem. Barry, welcome to The Inside Dish.
Thanks for having me.
I understand that the origins of Josh Early Candies go all the way back to the early 1900s. With Josh Early III, though it was Josh Early IV that started retailing candy in 1938. What can you tell me about the family's early days in the candy business?
We can trace our roots back to 1904 when Josh Early III had a wholesale store in Reading at 5th and Penn called Richardson and Early. Then in the mid-30s, Josh Early IV started retail manufacturing in Reading above Albright College on Amity Street. His son, after he got out of the Marines and got married, went off on his own and came to Allentown in 1961. And we've been manufacturing in Allentown since 1961. We have two locations. The factory is in Allentown, and we don't wholesale, so our distribution is limited to our Bethlehem store and our website.
And you started in the business in 1972?
1973. February 24th, 1973, first job was washing a cream beater for $3 an hour. I remember it distinctly.
And how has your role evolved since those days in 1973?
Well, I've been very lucky. It's pretty much the only job I've ever had. And it's a mixed bag every day, which really makes it interesting, which is what I like. So I wear many hats, as everyone does in a small business. But right now, I am one of the owners, CEO, chief cook and bottle washer, et cetera.
And what are some of the secrets to longevity in the business for you and for the family?
We feel we offer two things, a good product that doesn't alter in quality and consistency and customer service. And these days, I think customer service is really something that people look for. And our salespeople are excellent. We are very lucky to have them. You can get free gift wrapping, free samples. We do whatever we can to make it a pleasurable experience.
Now, I read that some of your candy makers continue to use some of the same recipes developed in the early 1900s.
Absolutely. We haven't changed the recipe in the time I've been there. The recipes were developed by pretty much exclusively by Josh Early III, Josh Early IV, and they are what we consider family recipes. And I've contributed a few. My son now has contributed a few. But an interesting sidelight, my Josh Early V was reluctant to join any trade association because he didn't want competition learning his methods, and conversely, he didn't want outside influences influencing the way he thought business should be run. So it's pretty much a close-fisted, tight-knit operation.
So what are some of those recipes that go back decades and decades and decades that people can still find and buy now?
Buttercreams are a big seller. Our dark chocolate vanilla buttercreams are probably our best seller. The recipes, I've got recipe books in a safe back at work that date back to the 1930s. We have a journal that's really interesting from the 1930s that itemizes costs at that time, which is really interesting to look at, the cost of sugar, cost of labor. But getting back to recipes, they were developed by Josh Early III, Josh Early IV. Primarily.
Now, are there some of the recipes that have been retired or aren't used anymore, or some that you bring back on occasion?
Candy is regional and, more specific, somewhat local. So in Reading, there were some things that were more popular than they were when we brought them to Allentown. And you'll find in different parts of the country, different favorites. Allentown, our some of our best sellers are peanut butter and coconut and buttercreams. And the ingredients are absolute, fresh ingredients. The butter is real butter. Cream is real cream. the caramels are cooked with cream, the mousse is cooked with heavy cream. So that's the important part. Good ingredients are the foundation of a good recipe.
Well, in fact, I was thinking also that everyone's taste buds are a little bit different, and I imagine there's some certain qualities that are more universal when it comes to good chocolate and good candy when you're looking to develop a certain flavor profile or certain texture. And what are some of the things that you look to deliver to your customers?
We feel we have a proprietary blend of chocolate that is actually a blend of three or sometimes four different chocolates. And we supplement that in some ways with some secret ingredient. But that has, I think, been our mark, in that people have told us that they haven't tasted chocolate like it, whether it be from Belgium or Switzerland or even European chocolate. So we're very fortunate to have found that niche.
Now, we said you've been in the candy business at Josh Early since 1973. What are some of the changes or some of the evolution that you've seen in the business since you started?
Well, absolutely. The internet has become a big part of the business. It used to be exclusively a bricks and mortar business. And Josh Early was one who refused to take credit cards early on. And absolutely, it's a plastic economy. So these days you can't do without credit cards. But his feeling was he didn't want someone to buy chocolates and then at the end of the month get a bill and wonder, gee, what is this for? I've already eaten the chocolate and now I've got a bill for it. So his thought was, if you don't have the cash to pay for it, maybe come back some other time. But that certainly is, credit cards now are, the large majority of our sales.
And you mentioned, of course, the two locations, one in Allentown and one outside of Bethlehem. I imagine your third location then is the internet.
Our third location is the internet, and our son is primarily responsible for the development and the upkeep and updating of the internet. Pretty much anything that you can find on the internet, we try to mimic the bricks and mortar stores so that the variety of chocolates you will find that variety of chocolates on the internet. We sell over 400 varieties of candy, and we try to bring as much to that to the internet business as we can.
Certainly, if you're someone like Hershey's or M&M Mars, you have a whole research and development arm looking at new types of candy. What does your research and development consist of at Josh Early?
Our R&D is my wife, my sister-in-law, my daughter, and my son. We'll sit around the office and throw ideas around and get samples and put our heads together, and it's by committee. So we don't have, I'm not a chemist, and none of us have a science background. And candy making is an art and a science. But again, if you're using good ingredients and formulas that are time tested, we invested in a machine a number of years ago that was to extrude creams more or less automatically, and invested for us a good amount of money in that machine, but came to find that it couldn't extrude creams that are in line with our recipes. So we ended up eating the machine. We ended up having to get rid of it because it was either that or change the recipe, and we refused to change the recipe. So we ended up investing in a machine that we couldn't use and eventually had to sell.
Now, I imagine with candy, it's somewhat of a luxury, but there's also I think a timeless quality to it as well. And as you're talking about these recipes that go back decades and your reluctance to change anything, I imagine that kind of gets into the whole mystique of this timeless experience that people have when they enjoy the candy.
That's part of the charm of it. And what sort of turns my gears is that we will have customers come in and say, my grandparents brought me here as a child. Now I'm bringing my children here and showing them, the Easter baskets and the different offerings. So we're hopefully a longstanding tradition in the Lehigh Valley, and that's really fun to know.
Now, I know in other categories we're seeing the idea of craft or artisan foods gain traction with beer, spirits, coffees, and cheeses. Do you see that happening also with candy, where mass-produced candies might be losing ground to things that are locally produced and artisan produced like you're talking about?
I would say there is a move toward that. We have been producing the same chocolates forever and haven't altered our recipes, but I think part of the success is that it was artisan 40 years ago. And customers will come to us and say, I don't know what it is, but it's different. I don't know what you do to it, but it is a different product. And as Josh used to say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So we live by that.
Certainly the Lehigh Valley has become more ethnically diverse in the last 15 or 20 years. And I'm wondering if that has had any impact on the product mix you offer, or is candy more of a universal good?
Candy is pretty much a universal good, at least regionally. I'm sure if you were in a more metropolitan area, there might be different flavor favorites, or South American might be more heat. I mean, there are some centers that are flavored or enhanced with pepper and so forth. But pretty much, it's changed a lot. The area has changed, but 40, 50 years ago, it was primarily a Pennsylvania Dutch community. So if you put butter and cream into it and mixed it up, it's pretty much appealing to that that flavor profile.
Some things are just universal that way, right?
Some things are.
I imagine there's also a special joy that comes from being a candy maker and giving people joy in their day and a little bit of a respite and enjoyment that they get when enjoying your candy.
I'll tell you a quick story. I had a friend who's he and I would go out for breakfast and compare notes. He, World War II vet, and after Bob died, his wife Eleanor was in the hospital and in her declining health. The doctors eliminated all medication. They brought the family around and said that we're going to keep you comfortable, but there's not much more we can do. And so Eleanor's response was, "Well, God's will be done." They took her off medications. The next morning, she sat up in bed, looked at the foot of her bed, and said to her son, "Rodney, get me a box of Josh Early chocolates." He faithfully came to the store every week and bought his mother a pound of Josh Early candies, and she lived for another 2 years. So I don't know what that says. It's not the AMA probably wouldn't say that it's clinically proven to provide longevity, but we'll go with it.
Hey, it's a story and we'll take it.
It's right.
Barry, thank you for joining us here at WDIY and sharing the sweet story of Josh Early.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Mike Drabenstadt, and this is The Inside Dish on Lehigh Valley Art Salon.